Scottish podcast. The girl was really excited about free cards.
Did you tell her the cards are free?
The cards are free.
Well, individual cards.
Yeah, yeah. Did she take the whole thing?
Deck. She did a whole deck, yeah.
Did she?
It's like a buck, but that's all right.
Oh.
It's cool. Whatever.
All right. Welcome to Scott Richard Podcast. I'm Scott.
I'm glad we waited till they were leaving to start the show.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what? Guess what?
Chicken butt.
No.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it doesn't take 2 seconds to just pull five tables and two, or not five tables, bar stools.
Yeah.
Five bar stools on a table and a table. God damn it, Scott. Anyways, the premise of the show is Mike, John, and I are going to have a little discussion, guys, I'm already out of breath. So we talk about stuff and I usually fuck it up somehow. Who wants to bet on when I do it?
Too late.
So, got a few topics today. What do you want to start with, John?
Middle of the list.
Middle of the list?
Yeah. And then go up and then to the bottom.
Go outward?
Yeah, yeah, go up.
Here's the problem. I spent the last 2 days, I wrote down a topic I wanted to talk about, and I spent the last 2 days trying to figure out what it meant. And I forgot.
You wrote it down.
Yeah.
You don't know what it meant.
Well, I wrote down two words, and I was like, that's enough. I'm like, maybe I'll also toss a other word in there.
Sure.
To just seal the deal. I wrote dream P names.
Dream P names. P-E or just the letter P?
Oh, no, P-E-E, like I peed. Like, it's something about a dream, something about peeing, and names, John.
Was there snow on the ground outside?
I don't know, John. Michael. Mike. I don't know. It was a dream. Dream pee names.
You dreaming of peeing?
I did. I did have a dream where I had to pee, and then my friend was in the shower, and
I was
like,
to remember his name, and you forgot.
It was a her. Thank you, John. I have more than.
I just figured guys in the shower that you most likely would be a guy.
I wasn't in the shower. I said my friend was in the shower.
Okay, well, I assumed, sorry.
It was did you want to hold the whole dream, John?
What?
We went to a restaurant. They took 2 hours to make lasagna, and I got fucking pissed.
Oh, no.
And
I'm
we
so
were
sorry.
There for so long, I had to pee.
Well,
are they back?
Coming in.
Or, oh, no. So, hey, come on in. We just started. That's okay. It's our fault for starting early, I guess. But, anyways. It took forever for them to make the lasagna, and I was like, I need to pee. And and it was like a normal house bathroom in the basement of this restaurant.
Yeah.
And
this
my friend
Scott's
was...
Scott's dream, by the way. Sorry. It's not real. It's a dream he had.
I'm just saying,
catch him up.
I don't know what it means.
What was the restaurant?
I don't know. It was like...
Olive Garden?
No. It was... It was like a mom and pop type restaurant. Like, literally. Like, we went into their kitchen... We told him what we wanted to make, and he had to, and like the she had to make this the pasta from scratch.
True.
She's like, it's gotta go in the oven for an hour. I'm like, I'm hungry now, and then they got mad at me because I was demanding lasagna in like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
that's a dickish thing to do.
I know.
It's kind of on you. It's on you.
Demand lasagna in 10 minutes. That's impossible.
Well, I mean,
from scratch.
Well, I didn't know it was from scratch. They told me, and then
even not from scratch, still impossible. I mean,
yeah,
lasagna
yeah.
is a. Thing.
But I told them I was hungry. They gave me popcorn. I'm like, I don't want to eat this. I don't eat popcorn before lasagna. That's weird.
What a jerk!
Wait, I know. Wait, a what?
In
you.
A dream? Yeah, your dream. That's pretty.
Why not eat popcorn? Who cares?
Because I wasn't hungry for. I was hungry for lasagna. Jesus.
And I'm always hungry for pizza, but I'm going to eat other things.
Mm.
And it was a dream.
Yeah, I can't control my dreams, John.
I can.
I know, that's why you said John.
You can control Scott's dreams?
Yep. I can.
Give him lasagna.
He doesn't need it. He wants popcorn, and then he gets an apple.
I don't want popcorn.
He gets an apple. Yeah, maybe you should dream of apples.
If I could control my dreams, I would, John. Mike,
yep.
Chris.
Good.
Fuck.
Nailed it.
Forgot to open my mouth, and I just poured it on my chin.
Scott, take a breath.
I did, and
you keep calling Mike John. You can't drink water.
Are you okay?
You're dreaming of lasagna. Something's going on, clearly.
What could be going on, Michael?
I don't know.
Chris,
that's
Mike,
what we're trying to
John,
find out. See?
Fuck. I can't.
Who's Chris?
I don't know. Him? CJ?
No, it's
no?
CJ. That's...
No? He says no.
His name's CJ.
I always forget what the letters stand for.
I don't know if anyone's ever called him Chris that I've been in the presence of.
I did. Just
I
now.
I think the C stands for Chad, anyway.
Does it stand... What's CJ? What does it stand for? Or... Christopher.
I just thought it was Chad.
Oh, so Christopher, but it's, you say CJ, that's fine, but Chris, too short.
Yeah. Well, the only person who ever called me Chris was the lunch lady in college.
I don't know.
So he fucked her.
She made him a lasagna.
She was
78.
She was 78 in college?
Yeah.
Jeez. Well, she what is she trying to be? Oh.
Yeah.
He said she's the lunch
yeah,
lady.
But I know, I had friends in college that were like, hey, I'm in your dorm, I'm going to work in the cafeteria to make some extra bank.
So they're a college person working at the cafeteria, they're not a lunch lady. You wouldn't call someone who's a student just working there for money a lunch lady. That's like calling the young people at Papa John's, hey, pizza makers! They're just workers, they're employees.
Yeah, but pizza makers isn't an already given term.
Oh yeah, it is.
Is it?
Clap right now if it is.
Don't
God damn it, guys. That would have been such a funny bit if you all would have clapped.
Yeah.
It's a funnier bit that they didn't.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Alright.
Alright, we don't know what that means.
What a terrible starting point.
Dream. Yeah. You told me to start in the middle, and then you said go up or down?
Go up.
Alright, I want to tell a story just because it's funny to me. I wanted to see how your guys thought.
Perfect.
So, a couple of years ago, it's not really that funny of a story, but it's just funny to me. So, if you're bored, fuck you. It's free. A free show.
yell at them.
Aggressive.
Okay. So, a few years back, our friend Kristen and Jake got married.
Yes.
And we went to their wedding, and don't tell them this. They won't listen, because they don't know. They don't listen to me. Their wedding reception was a little meh. So we left early. Oh, we did the photo booth, the whole thing. That was fun. And then we left early. And then my brother's coworker was at a wedding. And she's like, yeah, she's posting pictures on Facebook. Like, I'm at a wedding with a photo booth. Like, we just came from one. She's like, you should come to this one. Like, and we found it was like 2 miles from our house.
Yeah.
So we went over there. And I didn't know the groom or brides at all. We just knew the girl that was standing up in part of the wedding. Was she standing up in the wedding? She's a bridesmaid or one of the lady people?
Or she was just there.
She was just... I think she was the lady person.
The lady
person. Like a bridesmaid.
She was the lady person.
Maid of honor?
No, not that big. Is that the big one?
That's the big one.
It's not that one. It wasn't that one.
It like, goes maid of honor, lady person, lady person, lady person, bridesmaid.
I was the second lady person.
But, so at the end of the show, they have like the big dance part. We're like, hey, everybody.
The big dance part? It's like 4 hours. What do you mean the big dance part?
Like all the people that are there, like the last dance of the night. They're like, hey, Bet, everybody, welcome. Thanks for coming to the wedding part. Let's go. Let everyone get in a circle. And then, they dance. Like, the bride and groom dance in the middle. And then everyone is in a circle around them. Just like, oh, okay, circling them.
I've heard of it, yes.
Like, combining them. Like, just crushing them with love, like an egg.
It's the end of the show.
Yeah, it's the end of the show. The last part. The big encore. So, like, we're just, like, yeah, we don't know these people. We're just fucking around. And then it got to the part where, like, all right, the DJ's like, all right, everybody, hold hands. And it's an unbreakable bond, like a ring or whatever, like that whole spiel. Like, and just unbreakable love for these two. So, like, we're all just, like, grabbing hands. And to the right of me, like, to the left of me is, like, people I know, like my brother and our friend Stacy and stuff. And to the right of me is a guy.
It's Kristen and Jake from the other wedding.
No. No, it's just some guy I don't know. And I'm like, so I grab whoever's standing next to me, I grab their hand, and then I go to grab the other guy's hand, and I see him go, oh, instinctively go, I'll grab your hand. And he saw and turned, he's like, I don't know you. No. And he just yanked his hand away. It's like he looked horrified, and he, like, just goes back to dancing with his girlfriend. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then, it was like, everyone danced for a while, and then, all right, get back together and grab people's hands and make a circle. So I'm like, all right, here we go. I go for again, and he's like, and he instinctively, once again, goes to grab my hand, and then sees, like, no! Like, he's just, like, he was visibly scared of holding my hand, but I kept, every single, chance I had, I kept trying to hold his hand,
why?
Though, because it was funny to me.
I understand why it is, but, like... Well, I've never had that happen at a wedding where a stranger would go, no, I don't know you. It's like, that's half of weddings. You don't know anybody that's there.
I know.
You know, like, eight people, and you hope you get on the table with them.
So yeah, and then our friend Stacy, who invited us to the wedding, was like almost on the ground pissing herself because she was laughing because I kept trying.
Even though
he's like, he kept almost like, just, you just saw him, his hand just move like 3 inches ago. Like, no, it was.
All right, let's just, how old is this guy?
I don't know age. I'm bad at ages.
Was he an infant?
No.
Was he in a wheelchair going, please tell my son I love him? Let's start there.
Was he afraid?
Narrow it down from there.
Was he afraid I was going to move his little controller stick?
Yeah.
Start spinning around in circles. No, I think he was probably around our age, like late 20s.
None of us are late 20s.
Well, I mean, this is also like, this is also
at
like
the time.
Four years ago.
Okay, so he was like late 20s, maybe early 30s. And he reacted that way?
Yeah.
What a fucking weirdo.
I know. That's why it was funny.
Does this invalidate their marriage, though?
I hope so.
The circle was broken? Is that a...
Yeah, I hope it's all on them.
Are they divorced now?
I don't know. I don't know the people.
Follow up?
Yeah, follow up.
That would have been a great part of the story.
Yeah. And then it's one of those things where, like, now whenever...
It's almost as if you didn't come prepared.
I didn't. I wasn't even invited prepared.
That's the joke.
I didn't even drink any of the free alcohol. I was a nice person. I was a nice party crasher.
Well, then you're an idiot.
I think it was probably Cash Bar anyways. I didn't try. We were already still kind of... I wasn't drunk because we drove there.
This isn't a court of law.
No. No,
this girl isn't just going to arrest you for admitting you drove drive like 5 years ago.
What? Oh, yeah.
Statute of limitations.
What is the statute of limitations on a lot of things?
They can't arrest you for 5 years ago drunk driving. That's for sure.
How does statute of limitations work?
Don't even bring up women and I'm not going to answer.
Women?
I thought you were going to be really gross about it.
No. Like what is... Like, is it just a general, like, hey, you did this bad thing. Well, as long as it's not what's a misdemeanor? I don't know words. As long as it's not grand larceny or murder, it's okay?
Yeah, I think it's a sliding scale in the crime.
Like,
yeah.
What... Like,
I'll let you leave.
Like, if you, like, were... No, that's a dumb... Like,
spitting in the face.
If you were drunk driving and they didn't catch you, the next day, statute of limitations.
Yeah. What about theft?
Depends what you steal.
Yeah. If you stole a sucker from Festival Foods, like, and they pulled up, like, oh, what is this old tape? Dust goes everywhere. I go, who's that bearded guy who stole a sucker? Well, whatever. No, they're not going to arrest you.
What if it was, like, let's say, hypothetically, a TV? What would that be? Like, one day?
More than a day.
No. I would say about 6 months.
All right, we're good.
Because by then they've replenished their stock. They've done over the tapes. They probably sure. Watched it.
Yeah. I suppose everyone like that works there doesn't work there anymore. So we're good.
Are you saying you stole a TV?
Nah, it's just a small one.
Like how big? 19 inch?
No, like a pocket TV. Yeah, like a 3 inch.
Wait, you stole a pocket TV?
Yeah.
What age? Why are you being a bobblehead right now?
I'm trying to think. I'm shaking around the details. 17? 18? 17?
When you were 18?
You 17? Stole a television?
Yeah.
Wait, are you worried about this?
No, I just wonder, like, how... Because I don't want to be like, hey, I did all this stuff.
Why not?
Because I don't want to seem like a weirdo.
You're not Bill Cosby. Who gives a shit? You're, like, you just stole... Like, you stole a TV. Like, a little tiny TV.
And a couple... that's right.
A couple DVDs?
Oh, a couple DVDs? Yeah, John, a couple. like when I was in high school, like, 3/4 of my DVD collection was from where I worked.
You stole from your place of work?
Employment? I think that has... I think you're still good with being arrested
right.
For that.
What? No!
Yeah.
That was...
You worked for a place and stole countless DVDs, and now those resale stores are basically out of business.
Because of me?
Yeah.
I sold them to them. They had... I gave them stock.
You sold them.
You sold them, and then you stole them
so
back?
So you took money, and then you took the
You said
product?
You sold them.
What?
You said you sold them.
Yeah. Okay, John. You go to a store. You.
I like how he's acting. I'm the asshole here. Like,
I'm not saying you're the asshole. I'm just saying you're dumb. If you go to a store, and you take a DVD.
Yes.
And then you, like, watch and go, that sucked. Then you take the DVD and go to a resale place and said, I would like $5 for this.
Yeah.
And like, here you go. I got paid to watch a movie, John.
Wait, okay. Wait. So the movies that were coming in, you sold them and then took them?
You didn't work at a resale
place. I didn't work at like Block... not Blockbuster. That place is... I didn't work at like a resale...
Where did you work?
I don't want to say.
Is it still in business?
Yes. Yeah.
He's scared. Circuit City?
Yes, still in business. Idiot. Anyways, I don't want to talk. What's the next question? Why isn't this working?
Probably because you're smashing your phone with your fingers.
Hold hand story. Done. Check. How come... question for you, John.
Go.
How come it's okay for women to pretend to be attacked by Santa,
but if you dress... address women's issues.
If you dress as Santa and attack them, that's creepy.
All right, I'm going to... Please repeat. Please repeat it.
Like, yeah. So, like, let's... like, yes. So, let's pretend you dress as Santa Claus,
okay,
and you're like...
I'm dressed as Santa Claus, I'm just hanging out.
Just for a silly gag, you're like, I'm going to scare some people. And then someone takes a picture, and like, that's mean, that's creepy. Do you think that's creepy?
Depends on the setting.
The setting?
Where am I?
Well, anything...
Where am I a Santa? Where am I dressed up as a Santa?
Oh, you're in a morgue. What do you think? Like, what...
That's why I want to ask.
In a normal place in the public.
Where?
I don't know. Against the brick wall?
Santa just doesn't go random places.
Oh, he doesn't, John? He goes everywhere. Santa's Claus. All right,
so I'm standing outside this building.
Outside of a
yeah,
window.
Let's
like,
just...
Like at 3 p.m. on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, you're like, like you're like a grizzly bear pose, like, behind him, like,
Well, don't ever go up to him and go, Like, that's not a good thing. It doesn't matter if you're Santa or just a regular person or Channing Tatum. It's gross to be like, rah! Like,
wait,
to a woman.
You were dressed as Santa?
No, I'm not saying I was.
Was this before or after streaming DVDs?
No, this wasn't a dream.
Was it your disguise to steal stuff?
No, I'm just saying...
Put it in the big bag and...
Roar!
I'm Santa!
Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12. Roar! FIFA's 13, FIFA 10.
Yep. I took video games based on soccer games. I don't play soccer games, John. Do I? No, I don't think I have any soccer games. No, I have a Mario Soccer. All right, no,
so what is what's causing this question?
What was the question?
Santa. You
asked the Santa.
You asked me.
No, because I was on a dating site, and there's a girl who was like, she's like, aha! Like, I swear to God, I saw two different people who were like, oh, I'm being attacked by Santa. And like, haha, what the fuck, John? If I did that, people would be like, you need to stay away from all women.
Now, don't you think that those were staged photos with friends?
Yeah. They didn't just catch him in the act.
Are you just realizing this?
No. I'm realizing that you thought they weren't staged. I'm just randomly grabbing people on the street and scaring
them. That's how you the pictures.
That's how you explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well,
that's how you explain this, guy.
You can't not stage a picture, John.
That's one of the worst statements I've ever heard.
Who's taking the picture?
Someone.
How would I get
access? It's like saying no wedding photos can exist because they're not staging the picture. Like during the dances of weddings, those are all action shots.
Yeah, but the fact that the photographer is there is proof that they staged it.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Oh, so when a photographer is on stage, they're like, hey, she can never take pictures? I don't like.
Yeah, you need to refocus.
Let me rethink what I was trying to say. Stage.
Just because a photographer is present doesn't mean that action was staged.
It's preemptive, though. Like, no, second degree.
No. Those are called candid shots, if you...
Yeah.
If they don't know that they're having a photo taken.
Or they're just acting natural and something gets taken. That's not staged. That's natural.
Yeah.
Like, a moment was captured naturally.
So
I think you need to take a photography class.
I did, and I passed.
So what's your problem? Your problem is you saw these photos of women being attacked by Santa.
Yeah.
You said,
and you're angry that you can't do the same thing staged.
Then
yes.
You can't have it reversed.
Because, okay... Even if it was reversed and it looked fine, if I had said, hey, friend, like stand here and I'll pretend to be attacking you, people would be like, they'd turn away from me. They'd go, no, I'm not going to talk to this person. He's attacking people dressed as Santa.
So you're talking about the hypothetical situation.
Yes.
Where you and a friend and someone else taking a picture.
Uh-huh.
Does a picture where you're scaring a friend.
Yeah.
And you're worried about other people looking at you going, what a creep.
Yeah.
Why?
Because... Do you want what did you want more?
I'm so confused why you would think that. Who cares what they think?
That
on a dating site.
Yeah, on a dating site, John?
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares what they think? Yeah, who cares?
Why would anyone put that up on a dating site?
Because exactly, John. Oh shit!
I'm so right. You spilled on yourself.
No, exactly. That's the point. Like, who would put that on a site? So like, it's.
So you're going to dating sites, and women, as one of their example photos to date you, is a friend scaring them dressed up as Santa.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're still pursuing them.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying I saw that and I thought, if it was the other way around, they'd be like, new.
So other way around, what do you mean? You mean
Oh, you're saying, so if you...
Holy shit, how is this, how are you not getting this?
Stop it.
I want to know the scenario.
When two people ask you against the one that we're not clear, you're wrong.
I'm still...
One other way around, you mean in the photo that you want to take, or you're imagining,
yeah.
Are you dressed as Santa scaring a girl? Or
yeah.
Are you
and that's,
scared
then that's
by
your
a
dating profile picture.
No, just one of them.
So okay,
right.
Not the main one, John.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But your profile picture, you dressed as Santa,
yeah,
scaring a random girl.
Yeah. Well, random to them, they probably don't know.
To them,
her.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
You're random as well. Yes.
Yes.
So you're asking, what's the problem with that?
Yeah.
The problem is you're dressed as Santa.
Also, you try to pick up a girl by saying, "Hey, I'm scaring a girl." That's the main issue.
Them being scared by a random Santa is quirky and cute.
Yeah.
You being dressed as Santa scaring a random girl is weird.
So
now, if you were the one being scared by a Santa, that might be at least a little, that'd be okay.
Hilarious.
It'd be quirky and kind of funny.
If you're going, to like a very small Santa, that'd even be even better.
But I'm the one with the beard. That... Also, I still need my Santa suit back from you.
No, I'm going to use it tomorrow to take photographs.
I mean, I don't need it. I don't need it back. I just...
I need it tomorrow to take a photograph or two.
This whole story reminded me of the fact that you have it.
All right.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it.
I'm going to stand by a brick wall and scare people at a grizzly bear.
Oh, what a weird road that all went.
Did it?
Yeah.
I missed the part at the beginning about the dating site. I don't know. I just was so focused.
I probably mumbled over it.
I'm sure you did.
Next topic.
But it's such a weird concept that you want, like, equality in that measure. Like, what a weird thing to stand up for.
That's like, what a drawing the line.
Like, what a weird stance to take. Like, I want to be a weirdo taking a picture on my dating site and be scaring a random woman, and I want her to like it. That's not fair.
Well, I'm just saying, it'd be weird if, like, Mrs. Claus was, like, trying to scare me. I'd be like, oh, no, I could take her.
That'd be all right. That'd be funny.
If I was of a girl, I'd fuck you. If I went on a dating site and a guy was being scared by a Mrs. Claus for no reason, I'd be like, swipe left.
That's no. That means no.
Right.
Swipe right.
You don't need to know
I
this,
don't
John.
Know all.
John, swipe right means yes.
Okay.
Because that's the right choice.
And left because they're left out.
Because they left you in the dust.
Got like, a lot of lefts, do you?
Oh, you don't get to know how many people swipe left on you.
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
That would be demoralizing.
That would be demoralizing. No. I'm sure there's an app, though, that gives you Tinder stats. If
Oh, the best thing is, only... This is the fun part. Like on Tinder, the only time they'll ever let you know anything is if you say yes and they say yes.
Yeah.
So that's the only time.
Yeah,
but there's other sites that will alert you if anyone says yes. And when you don't hear anything from those sites, that's when it's sad. Because like, I can't wait. Does this work? Oh, someone likes me. Oh, and then you swipe left because they look like a donkey.
Aww. Donkeys need love, too.
Like, I mean, literally, people...
So for someone who gets
first of all,
left a lot,
okay,
why would you
when
swipe
I,
left?
Wow, you guys got really mean. Okay, here's the thing. People fucking...
You called yourself a donkey. Are you telling us mean?
I said they look like a donkey because they'd use a fucking picture of a donkey. That's all they do. People put pictures of just their children on there. I'm like, I'm not trying to fuck your kids. That's gross. People will put pictures of their horses or their cats or Christmas trees or quotes. I'm like, I don't... And then, But then they leave their profile blank. You're like, oh, all I know is that you, if I like you at your best, I should like you at your worst. That's all I know about them because they use a quote picture, and that's it, their profile picture. I'm like, how do I know who you are?
Yeah, that's fine. You can swipe right. You can swipe left. Do whatever you need to.
I'm going to quit. Hey, what are you doing?
Podcast.
I know. We're like blowing through my topics, and I'm scared of. We only have two left.
There's no time, like, requirement here.
Yeah, I want to do it, though. What is... How come... I know I always talk about me being a racist, but here's a question.
You don't always talk about it, though. But go on.
I know we're not allowed to say a lot of words.
Mostly one?
Mostly.
No, because, like...
Even then, you could sing it if it was in a song.
No, but, like... I mean, okay, you can... Literally, you can, like, say anything you want, but if I, like, walked around and said, hey, what's up, I'm using multiple words, so don't just think it's the one word, but what? If you said, hey, blah, 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 like,
I'm sorry, I don't know what words you mean,
like, god damn it,
now you're in a predicament,
I wish everyone had the same brain as me, because then I would have to, like, use an example, so let's pretend that, like, if you go, hey, let's go to a Jewish bakery. No one's going to call it, like, kike bagels or anything like that, right? No. Okay, you guys are offended by that, and that's not even the bad one.
You don't think saying kike bagels is offensive?
No, I do think it's offensive, right? It's okay. Offensive. Okay,
but
so,
why are you automatically stereotyping?
I just want to know why, like... Southern people like calling them honky-tonks. Because, like, a honky is, I guess, one of the worst things.
Mike, are you on board with any of this right now?
It's a honky-tonk.
I have no idea what you mean.
What do you mean you don't know?
A honky-tonk is, a place?
Like is it a type of person?
It's a white person, John. A honky is a white person. Do you not know this from the 70s?
No, I do, but what does honky-tonk have to do with Jewish bagels?
I'm just saying.
I think those are unconnected.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you have a restaurant, like, yes, called Cracker Barrel, that's a real place.
Yeah.
And
there's no problem with that. Therefore, no problem with honky tonk. You've solved your own problem.
I just think it's weird that, like, we use words.
It is more efficient than
pictograms. I guess, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but when I think Cracker Barrel, I do not think white people barrel. I just think that place is called Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a racial term.
It's a guy in overalls wearing a cowboy hat on the cover.
On the cover?
Oh, the menu, whatever.
Okay, am I wrong here? I don't think anything racial.
Well, socioeconomic anyway.
Socioeconomic?
All white negative terms are socioeconomic.
I don't know what that means.
That means she's smarter than you.
I know this.
It's rich white people calling poor white people names.
Yeah.
It's about a class status.
So what is a bad word for a white person, other than white person?
Rich.
That's... What?
Redneck.
Oil.
Yeah,
CEO.
But they people like that, though. They like being called rednecks. Yeah. I don't know why.
Okay.
Every group embraces their own word at some, like, every group has a sub little genre where they embrace their own negative stereotype. That happens across the board. That's not just white people.
I guess I don't hang out with other people.
Do you want a negative stereotype?
Kind of.
Okay.
Do you want a word? Well, let's say Nazi is pretty.
Yeah, I guess that works. Because they're all
right. You'll never go across a billboard and go Nazi buffet.
Yeah,
like, you'll never see that. That's like that's like spot on. You'll be like, well, but is the food?
Yeah,
good?
Like a Nazi. Go to a Nazi barber and they like just comb everything to the side.
Or a buzz cut.
Yeah, I don't know. Hitler had.
What?
Nope.
Were you gonna say good ideas?
I wasn't gonna say good. I was gonna say a lot. He had a lot of ideas. I don't think one of them was a Nazi barber.
I'm sure some of them were good.
Like quitting art school?
Yeah, maybe that was a really good idea.
I saw a movie about that with John Cusack.
Uh-huh. Well,
what was John Cusack in that? Was
he was the painter, and he was missing an arm from another war, from the First World War, and he was Hitler's painter. That's apparently the true story. He was like his...
Hitler's painter?
Well, his painting teacher. I didn't finish my sentence. Oh. I'm so sorry. But apparently he was his teacher, and then like it was like a turning point where like he wanted to be an artist or a public speaker, and the art teacher was like, no, you need to be an artist, and then he was like, I want to be a public speaker. He's like, what? And then he died, and then
who? John Cusack or
yeah, John Cusack died.
Is
High fidelity real? No.
What? It's based on a book, John. That's real. Books are real. Did Bob Barker die yet?
Yeah.
Did he?
No, he didn't. That's my reaction to everything for an old white guy.
He's probably going to die this year, I'm guessing.
Yeah, dumb cracker.
John.
That was a really good joke.
Was it?
Like, it really was.
Are you talking about me or Bob Barker?
Bob Barker.
Oh, okay. Hey, here's the last...
Stop smashing your phone.
God damn it. I keep getting...
You're the only one with that phone I've ever known.
Hey! This person is following me. Our phone... Speaking of... Hey, good segue, John.
Don't touch me.
You know how our phones are getting smarter than us?
Yeah.
I don't...
No, they're already smarter. Go on.
Well, fine, but they're, like, more new age or whatever. Fucking... This dumb piece of shit.
They believe it crystals.
Like someone's grandpa.
The healing
power. You know
these
phones are getting smarter than us? These new age phones with the texts.
So, my phone likes to fuck with me because I'll be typing along and people always say autocorrect. But I'll type a word that is real and spelt real and I've used it numerous times and it goes... Oh, you wrote hand? I'm going to change it to maid. Then I look like a weirdo. Like, hey, or like, for instance, this phone is already like, we're beyond VHS.
Oh, so like when you're maids instead of hand. So when you're texting someone, it's like, hey, I just jerked off into my maid.
No.
Sounds more like a maid job.
Well, although I did type, one time I did type video games. Like, hey, I want my video games back. And it said video hands.
Video hams?
Hands.
Hands? Video hands.
Instead of video, it said hand games. Well, my hand games back. I'm like, what the fuck are hand games? And I was like, well, we don't try. But VHS. I type VHS on my phone, and it automatically corrects it to bus. VHS is a real thing, John.
No, I know.
B next to V?
Yes.
Yeah.
V, H,
H is
U,
close to U, yeah.
And then the S is the same letter as everything else. But it said, oh, hey, did you type VHS? Do you mean a fucking picture of a bus? It'll show you a picture of a bus, Mike. Yeah, what a bunch of bullshit. Who doesn't know what a bus looks like? Jesus Christ. That's the thing that pisses me off, too. When I'm going to type... I'll type a word like pizza, and then it's like, over here, it's like, do you want to show a picture of pizza? I'm like, yes, I do. But then it replaces the word, and I'm like,
yeah.
If someone doesn't have the emojis...
I think everyone's got the emojis by now.
All of them? All of these? No. See? All of these?
Don't come over.
John, do you have all of these?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know.
See? You don't know.
Yeah.
People understand if I said I want some square, and then...
And I'd be like, what? And they'd be like, I meant this. I'd be like, okay, let's move on with our lives.
Yeah, but I already retold... I hate retelling stories. I hate retelling stories, John.
Why?
So if I keep saying pizza...
What do you mean, keep... How many times do you need to tell them before... So say you send an emoji of pizza, and they didn't get it. They'd be like, what? You'd be like, pizza. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. That's the end of the conversation.
I just don't like texting.
Why?
I almost didn't text CJ... Because he's like, hey, we have the show tonight? I'm like, who is this?
No, no, no. You text.
I did.
No, you need to text.
I did.
No, you need to text
what
as a friend.
What don't you like about texting?
It's so much work.
No, it's not. That's the whole point of texting.
No, it's because...
we're not calling each other back and forth. Just text and say, K, or I'll let you know. Or like, that's all you need to do.
Because if you text somebody a question and they respond, it might turn into a conversation.
It might. Then you could call them on the phone. The phones also still work as phones.
So Scott, what's your preferred way for communication? Because knowing you for a long time, you hate texting, emailing. If I called you, you'd probably throw up. Besides it in person, how should I talk to you?
I like when they don't ask questions and they just say, hey, I'm going to do this. And then I'm like, all right.
So you want your friends to dictate your life. Have that. So instead of being like, hey, when's the next Sunday you're free, you want us to be like, hey, let's do this Sunday.
I mean, kind of.
You won't even commit to that.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Because I'll be in group text with you, and everyone else will be like, yes, yes, yes. Silence for like 2 weeks, and we'll be like, so yes? And then you'll send an email like 2 weeks later going, hey, why didn't we meet? And then we're like, what the fuck just happened?
I don't know.
No, you do know. It's all on you.
Yeah. You know, I just thought of, if you could do, this is completely a topic, but if you could do any impression, like, perfectly, what would it be? Who has a voice you wish you could just make?
John Lithgow.
Oh, I can't do it.
See?
Oh, I don't understand.
See?
I can't do voices for the life of me.
Can you do Christopher Walken?
No, we've had this conversation.
Have we?
I can do actually
micro impressions.
Two
or three words.
We were talking with Ken before improv show this past weekend about or was I talking to you?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're talking to you.
Okay.
About we, I mean just me. We're at the horse.
You were talking at me.
Horse bar.
The horse bar.
The horse bar.
Weird syrups?
No. There's a horse party. Is there
a horse party?
The horse party. We got
this
house party.
No, horse party. It was ladies who ride horses.
Yeah,
hired us for a show.
Oh, they did a horse party,
but it wasn't at a horse bar.
No,
okay. But there were women who enjoy horses who were there. So I guess
so. No horses were there
for that moment. It was a
there
horse bar.
There are pictures of horses, and I got a horse pin.
That's not my goddamn question. So I said, so there's no horses there.
I was telling you what kind of horses were there. Pictures and a pin.
So no horses were there.
Thank you, Michael.
But we were talking at the bar before the show because they gave us free drink tickets.
The Darboy Club is where we were.
Yeah, and we're like sitting there like, okay, what can you do, Christopher Walken impressions? And I was saying how I could, I'll do one initial word, like, you know, whenever people go like they go, I got to do an Irish accent. They're like, they start off going hi tidy tidy, just to get it in their brain.
Yes, that is true.
Racist, but true.
Yeah, it's true. What are Irish? What
stupid
are
blimeys?
I thought those were the people from London. Are
probably.
Are limeys Irish?
Limeys? He said blimeys. What?
Oh, is it lime?
Yeah, I made up a word.
Is it lime? Because
no, it's like mix. Yeah,
the
like
green.
Mix. You don't mix.
Oh,
you're right. Limeys are British. I'm wrong. Continue.
Done. But like for Christopher Walken, I'll just do that initial like wow thing.
So you can kind of do,
and then I can do like two words, and then it just turns into Woody Allen.
Do it. I want an example.
Ah, fuck.
Say Sally sells seashells by the seashore, but Christopher Walken. Try the Christopher Walken the whole time, because if you do not jump into Australia, just do Christopher
Australian.
Walken. Yeah.
How would I go to Australia? That's not where Billy Wilson. What is his name? Woody.
Billy Wilson.
Billy Wilson.
Who that's the fuck is Billy Wilson?
Woody
is that the guy? That's the guy at the wedding who we tried to hold hands with.
I don't know why Billy.
All right, do Christopher Walken, Sally sells seashells. Go.
Billy. I don't know. I got Woody Allen. Billy Wilson.
Oh, that's right. Woody Allen. Right.
It's Woody Allen's stage name.
I can't. God damn it! This is what I was asking you because I can't. I get embarrassed.
Wow.
So you
start there. No, I can't do it.
Just start with it. Wow.
Wow. Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
That wasn't bad.
I'm embarrassed.
But you didn't become Woody Allen.
No, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed now.
Are
I gotta,
you serious?
I'm covering my face. I'm embarrassed.
Why?
John, I get embarrassed easily. But impressions are one of my least favorite.
But you did okay.
No, John.
Did you do Morgan Freeman?
No. He's just, I'm Morgan Freeman.
But Scott, these aren't bad. Like they're not terrible.
The penguin.
The penguin? Did you almost say you were gonna say the penguin, and then you got awkward because you know the penguin wasn't in the Batman movie with him.
But no, but he was in the
March the Penguins.
March.
All right, now do Michael Caine.
I'm Michael Caine. You said Michael Caine. Michael Caine.
You're going to say my cocaine, and then that's Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Michael Caine.
My cocaine.
My cocaine. Oh, my cocaine. That's what he sounds like.
I'm my cocaine.
Hello, my name is my cocaine. I can't do this.
That was Forrest Gump.
Shut up. No.
Say Michael, do Michael Caine
this,
again. It's Forrest Gump.
This,
go.
What? What are you saying?
Say Mama Michael always said.
Say
I'm
my cocaine.
My cocaine.
That's Forrest Gump.
No, it's not. He's like, but Bruce, you gotta be more.
You got Jenny with AIDS.
I'm not gonna bury you.
Jenny.
Bruce Batman. Mike, who would you do an improv? What's the question? If you could do an impression of anybody, who would it be?
It'd be you. I'd impersonate you.
Do you ever try to, like, do impressions of people that you know?
Not in front of them.
Turn around, John. Do your John impression.
No, I'm not even...
Oh, I have to do it, but you can't?
I didn't make you do a John impersonation.
Yay, I'm John Egan.
I did not make
that you sounded kind of like him, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Did that sound like you?
Sure.
You'll...
Hey, I'm John Egan. Hey, John Egan.
So now you're just mocking me.
I was impersonating your impersonation.
Of oh, okay. Movie. I appreciate that.
He was Dana Carvey-ing it.
Yeah.
What?
Huh? What?
Is that what he does? Just he does impressions of other people's impressions?
Huh?
Well, okay. Next. Let's move on to secrets.
Oh, crap.
Secrets.
Sound cue.
Secret. Secret. You tell one, and I'll tell one. We'll all get weird, and then we fuck. Got secrets.
Yay! This is a part of the show where we tell people secrets or things people don't know about us. I don't. What do you want me to tell me? Here's what I'll do. I don't really have one, so you ask me any question, and I will answer it. Any question, John? Oh fuck! I don't like this. He's smirking.
Where do you deposit your semen when you masturbate?
Mike, you can ask.
I have no idea where you do. What? You can.
Why do you say deposit as if it's like a bank account?
It is. It's a bank of your children that you're throwing away.
This is.
You asked me anything. You need to prepare better for these things.
I said I would answer it. However, I never said truthfully.
I don't want to high five that hand.
Why not?
He doesn't know where.
I don't know.
He doesn't know where you're depositing it yet.
It's been days, so don't worry about it.
Doesn't matter. No, you know. It doesn't matter if it's been days or years. You have a deposit system. Everybody does.
I don't like this game anymore.
You
change the subject, CJ.
Alright, we need another secret, another question for Scott.
No, it's not what I...
I have a question for you, Scott.
What?
Where were you working that you stole DVDs?
I should do this at the beginning of the show. Anyone in the audience have questions? Is it going to be...
You really just have been Santa Claus and scared people.
I haven't... Okay... The question, in case people didn't hear it on here, pointing at the microphone.
That's the first time you've been worried about that.
What?
About the podcast ever. You've ever been concerned about the future of
the podcast. Well, the question is, have I ever actually dressed as Santa Claus to scare people? I have dressed as Santa Claus, and I have scared people, but they weren't in main intentions of both actions. I may have scared someone dressed as Santa Claus, but that wasn't my intent.
What was your intention?
So her answer was no.
Well,
you haven't ever dressed up in Santa to scare people.
We did a play a couple years ago called Black Peter, about what's his name?
Krampus.
Krampus. It's a Krampus story. His name is Peter. Black Peter. He was. Black stood for evil,
so
not
Black
other.
Peter things. Deposited his semen.
In Spain, I think.
Probably, yeah. But I was Santa Claus in that play.
Yeah.
So one time when we were done, and I was like, I'm heading out. I didn't feel like getting changed, and I was taking the outfit home to get washed. And this was like, what, probably November, December? That makes sense. Shut up, Scott. Fuck you. There was a girl outside who was trying to light her cigarette, and I had a lighter in my pocket, and so, like, I walked up behind her.
Oh, no.
Just, like, and then, like, and she must have heard my, like, chick, and I turned around, and my beard was, like, not even on, and I was just like, Yeah.
Yeah, that would terrify.
But your beard was kind of on?
Like, it was around my neck.
You took the costume home, but you didn't take the beard off?
Dude, it was like right
still
after
the costume.
I still had on.
Did you just run off stage and outside?
No. I didn't run off stage. I got off stage and then stood around for 5 minutes. Like, all right, see you guys later next week.
I don't remember this at all.
This was like 4 years ago.
Okay.
Regardless. You directed the play.
I don't remember you leaving with the costume on.
It was my costume.
Okay.
I owned it. I own it still.
That's still, that's
you're really obsessed with the Santa costume.
I'm not obsessed with the Santa costume.
You brought it up twice tonight.
She asked it that time.
So you're blaming her for you keeping bringing
I'm not blaming her. I'm not blaming her. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying that when conversations... What?
Why are you so defensive?
You're defensive. You're... too defensive, John.
How do you think this podcast went?
I don't know. I feel a lot weird. There's people...
Why? Is it because they're strangers you don't know?
Well, and the fact that, like, usually it's, like, seven people will sit over in the corner over there, and then one person, like, there, or, like, everyone's on the side, sort of, like, back and forth, but...
They've also stayed for
all,
the entire
I know,
show,
but, like, they're all spread out, like, on all
like
sides
audience.
Of us. Like a real audience.
Like an audience, yeah.
And it, boy, oh, boy, John, my nerves are all dingly janglies.
So what you're saying is you can't handle a regular good audience at your show.
Yeah. I know, right? It's... The basketball show was on the night, and there's
the basketball show. Yes.
I advertised today about the show. I mean, I didn't expect people to show up.
Yeah, I refused to like it.
Thanks, John.
Because you did it the day off. I was like, that's lazy bullshit.
I didn't. It's only the 16th, John. When you say the third Thursday, you don't automatically think it's in the teens. Do you think of teens, John? When
you
do like,
it in the teens every month.
What?
We usually do it in the teens, like, every month.
Oh, yeah, that does mathematically work. The 21st is, like, the latest we would ever do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I guess you're right. You did math. Good job, John. You're a brand new telephone. Fucking learning everybody. Just being so goddamn much smarter than all of us, John.
I'm a brand new telephone.
How do you spell VHS, John?
C-U-M?
C-U-M?
It's nowhere near bus.
Yeah. Look at his little smile. He's fucking pleased with himself. he's so happy right now. It's so weird.
This is giggly.
Yeah. Maybe it's all that beer you're drinking.
I had one beer.
I don't know what that how it hurts. Hurts. God damn it. This feels like the part... No, oh, God. This is the part that I hate. We need to find a way to end things like with a fun... We gotta
get fun?
Like because you know how like you go to a concert and they're like, hey, here's the songs. Do-do-do-do. And they're like, all right.
I've got it.
See you later. And they leave. And everyone's like, no, we want more. And you go like, and they do the encore. The encore is the end of the show.
Yeah.
We need to have an end of the show so people know it's like it's done. Instead of just going, and like, whoa, what's happening?
No, we always pick a good moment, and I will say I missed a couple, but I think everyone wants to know where you deposit your semen.
I don't. It changes every time, John.
Every
then
time.
That's your end.
It changes every time.
So what do you do? Like hand, every time sock, floor, wall, toilet, shower, sock.
Apparently
hand.
All.
Usually it's like on the back of your car, John.
If you would have had more confidence, that would have killed. That would have been the end of the show.
No, because I'd be...
back of his car?
Because I'd be afraid people would think I was serious then.
Even in this weather?
In this climate?
So chilly.
Oh, outside. I was like, what is that a reference to? You mean actual weather.
You meant climate change. That's different than weather. It's a common misconception.
He said both things, John. He said climate and weather. In this weather, and you yelled
but
climate.
If you change the climate with the weather, you change your weather climate.
I can say a whole bunch of words too. It doesn't make any sense. That's the whole show so far. I'm just saying words randomly all together, and I say, "Oh, the table is on the table." You get the table. Okay, I use more with
the
one.
You use the same word over and over.
Yeah.
So, what is the goal? If you put on the dating site of you,
I'm not gonna tell people
scaring
what
someone.
Oh, I think you're gonna say, "What's the goal of you saying this is what I come in on a dating site?"
A Santa suit.
No.
So what's the point of you dressing up as Santa and scaring someone and then putting that on their dating profile?
You brought it up the third time, John, just to let you know. You brought it up. this time. You said I brought it up. It's been me, her, and you. Three times. That's it.
He's like Beetlejuice.
He's like reverse Beetlejuice. He disappears when you say his name three times.
Santa?
Yeah. He's reverse Beetlejuice.
So he's been here, and you say, because you said Santa, and she said Santa, and then when I said Santa, he disappeared.
Yeah, he doesn't exist anymore. As we're all adults now, he said it enough times.
Not Santa Claus.
Not Santa Claus.
Not Santa Claus. What? Why would you say not Santa Claus?
We were trying to reverse it.
Double reversing negative. Doesn't just mean but not.
And reverse it. Let me work it. Name that artist and I'll give you $1.
Missy
Elliott.
You owe her $1.
I said you.
I was going to say Little Missy.
Little Missy.
Isn't it like one
song? Oh, combine a Little Kim song and Missy Elliott and sing it. Go.
Holy shit.
But with the accent of Christopher Walken.
I don't even know any Little Kim songs. Is she the one that does the...
I think she does the Lick My Pussy, Lick My Crack song.
I don't know that song.
What?
I don't know that song, John.
She said what is always an American classic.
What? It's not like they sing it on American Idol every week.
My neck, my back, lick my pussy, and my crack. Yeah?
I kind of want John to tell us more songs. You sing that as a Christopher Walken or a Michael Caine.
My name is... No, wait, what is the, how's it go? Lick my face.
No.
What's the words?
My neck.
My neck.
My back.
My back.
Lick my pussy.
Let's suck a
and my crack.
See the little Cosby thing at the end.
Look at everybody.
My crack.